Dream Team interview today on Regional Radio, talking with Jacob Meinerschagen, the senior from the West County basketball team. Definitely one of those guys that put together a fine season, and the coaches saw that. So first, I will say, Jacob, congratulations on making it on to the Dream Team. Definitely put together a fine season. So what's it like to know that you're on the Dream Team? It's set in stone.
It's a very good feeling. I mean, it's one of them things I've been wanting throughout my varsity career. It's one of the things on my bucket list, and just happy I got to achieve it.
Yeah, in the past, you have been a guy that was right there. There were you had some teammates that made it on. Now, this year, as the senior, the focal point of that West County basketball team offensively, really put up some fine numbers, and you carried the weight this season. What was the senior year like, now that you've had a little bit of time to soak all that in? How do you feel the senior year went for you?
I feel good about my senior year. I feel good about all of my high school career. The success I've had it all throughout my senior year, especially, is from all of my teammates. I mean, I played with the starting five of them I played with since my first year. And so having them there with me, keeping my head level, me helping them keep their head level, just.
How important was it to have guys around you like that, like a Mo at the point, and then you have Jared Jones, you've got all those guys around you that you've grown up with, you've been around. How cool was it to have the year that you guys had together?
Oh, it's the best feeling in the world to just know that, you know, my best friends were the ones I got to play my favorite sport with my whole life, and especially this last year. I mean, with, you know, Matthew, with us being a run-and-gun team, Matthew knowing that, and knowing he has to throw it up the floor for everybody to run and to score and to win games, that's what we did. And with Jared Jones being a big guy in the post, and he did a lot of good things for us, a lot of scoring and whatnot, which helped freed me up, which allowed me to do some more scoring all the way around. It was a good feeling playing with all them guys.
And there were some moments this year that you had to do the scoring, you had to do the finishing. There are a few, just for me, when I think about my favorite moments of all of the area basketball teams, there's three or four that I can name, and three or four of them you might have been a part of. So what was your favorite moment from this high school basketball season?
It have to be winning the Thanksgiving tournament, because that has been, with our group of guys and whatnot, that has been a dream since, I mean, before middle school, playing in middle school basketball and going and watching them all together and whatnot. That's always been a dream. And my sophomore year when we won it, none of them guys was, I was the only one that was playing up varsity. They were all still booked down. And then my junior year, we got to play it, and we had it. We were so close. And then my senior year, we finally got to pull it through and come out and won.
And how perfect. I mean, you go back to the first one you're a part of that you're able to win, you hit a near side baseline jumper, and this last one, you turn it up a notch now that you got your buddies with you, and with 5 seconds, I don't know how you guys pulled off that play. I don't know how it worked the way it did. I thought you were never getting the shot off in a million years, and you buried it. So what was it like when watching that shot leave your hand and go through?
It was an amazing feeling. Words can't even really describe that. I mean, if I sit down and watch that video or listen to the radio over it, I still get butterflies in my stomach every time. I mean, to this day.
I'll tell you, man, it's definitely at the top of the list for me of finishes that I've seen in basketball in person ever. So I can't imagine what you probably live like the big man on campus for the rest of the year on just that one, huh?
Yeah, a little bit there for a couple of days.
So what's next for Jacob Meinerschagen? I know being on the Dream Team, a mighty fine way to cap off your high school basketball career. So you've still got the baseball season out in front of you, but what's the next step? What do you want to do after high school?
I would like to further my basketball career in college somewhere. I've had a couple different colleges talk to me, but nothing set in stone yet. But I would like to go and try to play college basketball somewhere.
Man, I sure hope that you're able to do that. Definitely a guy that's willing to put in the work. We've seen the development that you've had just over the past couple of years, and a lot of time and effort goes into that, I'm sure, but there's got to be somebody behind you that's helping push you to that next step, help you drive a little bit more. Who are the people that's helped you get to where you are that we don't get to see?
Coach LeBrier, he had a big impact in the last 4 years of me working hard, and just him being a good coach and the relationship we have is probably one of the greaters that I've had in the last 4 years with anybody. But I mean, to be honest, probably the biggest guy is my father. He's one that's coached me and this group of guys, the five seniors this year here at West County. He was the one that coached us through third grade and on, and he still coached us in summer leagues during, when we was in high school and whatnot. But he would definitely have to be the biggest one. My dad, he never did give me no excuses. He was always the hardest one on me, and a lot of people didn't understand that, but that with him being like that is what helped me become the player I am today, of just the nonstop, gritty, get after it.
Jacob Minershagen joining us today on the Dream Team from West County High School in his senior campaign. Jacob, is there anything that you would like to say before we part ways today?
I appreciate being selected, and want to say congrats to everybody else that had been selected for all the sports and Dream Team.
Again, Jacob Minershagen, on to the Dream Team. Jacob, I appreciate your time, and you have a good one, man.
All righty, you too. Bye-bye.